The girls are well used to this stage, to the meet and greet, so it's kind of nothing new to them. So we just kept the training intense because, you know, we still have work to do, you know what I mean? It's not just laying off the pedal now, we still have to learn a bit. And so it went well tonight now, and it's great for Carrigaline. Like, there's 400 or 500 kids here, and it's great for the girls and great for ladies football as well.
Great stuff. You welcomed the four girls back from their camogie duty last weekend, and disappointment on the double for them. It was tough for them to come back in, or how was it?
Yeah, it was. We met up on Wednesday, like, and we just had a quick word about it. And I'd say, you know, in fairness to the girls, they parked it at that. It's football now. It's, you know, obviously very disappointing for them. You know what I mean? And like, it is obviously going to take them a bit of time to get over. But in fairness, like, they hit the ground running on Wednesday night. You know, the four girls, and like, that's all you can ask for. Like, because, you know, there's still plenty of positions up for grabs, and they know that too. So we had a small bit of a game, and it was fairly intense as well. You know what I mean? So, which is great. Like, and you can see in training tonight as well, like, there's still a bite there, you know what I mean? Now we'll settle it down now for the next week and a couple of days now and stuff like that, like, but I think most of the work is done, you know?
Yeah, I was going to ask that, because obviously you try and build your training up to matches properly, and do you feel like that's going well for this final?
Yeah, like, I suppose it's my first time being involved with the girls. Like, you know, I must say the one thing, good thing about them is that, like, every session or every drill, they do that 100%. There's no, sometimes I have to kind of calm them down and say, right, girls, you know, 50-60%, because even at the very start of training, they're going 100%, you know. But, you know, I always think that's a good thing, because, like, it's like anything. Like, if you're doing 100% all the time, you go into a match and you give 100%, you know. If you're giving 50%, you know, you can't be expected to give 100% in Croke Park, you know what I mean? So we're just hoping that, I suppose, what happens in training comes onto the pitch, you know.
And as a management team then, obviously yourself and Aoife knew into it, but the lads that were there, you're doing a lot of talking now these couple of weeks, kind of saying, like, what was the story last year, how do you think we can change it or improve it, or, you know.
Yeah, we are. I suppose there's like Con there as well, you know. Like, he's great. Like, he's been involved with ladies football, Jesus, 15, 16, 17 years, you know. And obviously the two lads that have been involved as well, like, they've great experience, like, and it's great to actually rely on them as well, because, you know, there's only so much myself and Aoife, you know. We'd know a lot of the girls beforehand and stuff like that, but there's certain things, certain positions, you know, can they play in different places, their mentality and stuff like that, and it's great to be able to ring them and talk to them about it as well, you know.
So how are you feeling going up against this Dublin side?
Yeah, like, we're looking forward to it. Like, you know, like, it's my first year involved. Some of the girls are, you know, Croke Park 10-11 times, you know what I mean? So, like, they have nothing to fear now. I know Dublin are a very strong team. They're very physical, and you know, they have a few very good players. We've watched I suppose a few DVDs of them, and they are a very good side. Like, so I suppose, look, it's up to us really, and it's up to us to play 100%, and then we'll see after that. But I suppose it's just for us to kind of come out, you know. I think I said to the girls during the week there, a lot of the time we're kind of playing in patches, you know. Like, we played very well against Cavan in the second half, against Kerry, down in Kerry we played very well in patches as well, and it would be just great to get that one, you know, exceptional performance for like 40 minutes, you know what I mean? Do you know?
Is the hunger possibly that Dublin could have, that's an uncontrollable, really. You know, this is third time in a row that the sides have met in the final, and obviously Cork have beaten them in the last two finals, so Dublin have to be very hungry.
Of course, like, there's no doubt, like, if it was Roller versus, like, you know, we would be itching for Roller on Sunday weekend, and that's normal, like, you know. But as I said, that's up to the players here. There's only so much we can do as a management to get them right. I just think that, you know, a lot of the girls, you know, like Deirdre and Breed, will bring that steadiness as well, you know. And like, they have serious hunger as well, you know. Like, people might think, like, you know, even if you're winning an awful lot, you might say, do you know what, no, you know, I'll give this training session a skip, whatever. But they don't, they're the ones that are driving it on, like, you know. And like, it's been said for years, and it's been said for the last 5-10 years about the girls, Deirdre and Breed and all these girls, and Rena and Breed, but they're actually the ones driving it on, you know what I mean. And like, their hunger hasn't seemed to diminish at all, which is great, like, you know.